woods. But you have to be, one of the things you have to be a successful hunter is a listener. So, and your ears shall hear a word behind thee. Behind thee. And what God's trying to say here is, you're going to have to listen. What are you tuned into? What is your freak on? What is your frequency on? A long time ago when I got saved, I used to listen to music more than anybody I know. Man, I'm a musician. I used to be a rock. Man, I can't hardly. I mean, I'll play it if you want. You can play it. You can play whatever you want in my car. As long as you're not singing a song, I'm going to kill your mom and then I'm going to slit your throat. I mean, I don't want to hear that kind of stuff to you. But you can hear anything these days. But if you're a listener, and if I'm trying to teach you one thing tonight in just a few minutes, it's how to be a listener. How to listen. You got to stop this. And listen to it. And your ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left hand. I was on my way up to Fort Smith. I don't remember why, but I was there. I did not have my radio on. I don't. I haven't for years. I love music, you know. I could probably learn more songs if I just don't turn it on much. Anybody that rides with me knows that. All of a sudden, behind me, I heard a voice say, pull over right now. This is the truth. Some of you have heard this before because I've told it. It's been a long time since I've told it. And I pulled over, and when I stopped, I was right in front of a fireworks stand. I was headed west. It was to my right there. Lord, do you want me to buy fireworks for somebody? And all of a sudden, there's a Porsche coming out of Fort Chaffee, going between 90 and 100. I mean, you can tell. And the Chaffee police are on his tail. And he crossed in right where I was, Jill. If I'm lying, I'm dying. If I'm lying, I'm a fool to stand up in front of a handful of people and tell this. But you know what? I want you to be a listener. I want you to learn how to be a listener. And no exaggeration, that car, whatever he did, that car went like this, and it landed upside down right where I would have been. That's the gospel truth. It all happened so quick. See, sometimes I said, boy, I should have listened to that, or I should have bought that, or I should have done that. You know what? When it comes to listening to God, like Mary, the mother of Jesus, said in John chapter 1, whatever he tells you, do it. But what if you can't hear it? You got to train your ears. You got to wake up in the morning and say, Father, I want to hear what you have to say today. Every morning, we did it this morning. Millie and I both said, Father, into your hands, I commit my spirit. I just want what you want. Whatever you have for me today, if it's you that's got it for me, I'm cool with it. But if it ain't you and the devil, keep me, Jesus, as the apple of thine eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wing. Keep your eye upon me, lest I die. Keep me, Jesus, as the apple of thine eye. That's all I want. I don't mind dying. I don't mind going through terrible things if I'm supposed to go through them. But I don't want to go through something just because the devil's a bad devil. And by the way, he is. And by the way, everybody in this room knows that he is. And I looked at that like many times in my life, and I only got a few more minutes, so I could, but I don't, I've got 1,000 more stories just like that. Honest to God, that happened. Brother Autry told me about it. It happened to him one time. He was going up a hill. He was farming. He had something in his truck there, and said the Lord told him to pull over, and he was at a hill on a dirt road. Here comes a logging truck that kind of got out of control. Would have killed him if he wouldn't have listened. By the way, Brother Autry lived to be 94 years old. in the last 20 years of his life, the Lord asked him, do you want to live? He said, Lord, you choose. I just want what you want. The deadliest Christians on the face of this earth are the ones that only want what God wants, okay? You've gone through yourself and your selfishness and your wickedness, and I'm not saying we don't have days, but all you want when you wake up in the morning and all you want is what God wants, and the only place you want to be is where God wants you to be. I was dreading today. I knew we were going to have a real test. We had twice as, instead of having four pallets, my truck had five. They squeezed five on mine, and Johnny Gilbreth had, I think, 12 pallets on his truck. And for those of you that are here, God bless you. God bless you for helping us. We couldn't do this ministry without you. See, we're in this together. Somebody complained the other day, and they said, you know what? That ain't nothing but a family church. Yeah, we're a family church. That's what we are. I came here with my wife and my two-year-old daughter, Casey, and we became a family here with you. We planted ourselves here. Many of you I've known for many, 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 many years and love you. You're my family. I'm your family. What do you got to do to get in your family? Nothing. Just want to be it and want to go the same way we're going. And one more example of that. And this is the secret for me being married for 50 years. 3 nights as a young believer, when the moon was full, the light of the moon would come into my bedroom. And the Lord would call me by name, Angelo. A still small voice, Angelo. And I remember what Eli told Samuel, when you hear him call you, just say, here I am, here am I, Lord. And I said, here am I, Lord. And he said, marry that girl next door. Marry Millie. 3 nights in a row. I bet you we've had just as much trouble as many of you, maybe more. But you know what? God gave me somebody to balance out my life. Somebody that was a rock. Somebody that was loving. Somebody that was forgiving. Somebody that was generous. Somebody that was kind. God willing, August the 11th at 10:30 in the morning, Father Jerome is going to stand up here, and Millie and I are going to say our wedding vows and renew our vows. 50 years on the 10th, on the 11th. Is when Sunday is, and you're going to be here. We want to do that in front of you. We're not ashamed of nothing. We want you to see us. We want to show you. And what you see that, what I want you to realize is this, all you single people, even if you've been married before, all you single people in here that want to be married, God's got somebody for you. God's got maybe one person for you. But can I tell you something? Satan has a bunch of them for you. Can I get an amen for the truth? Satan, listen, boys, the devil's got a whole bunch of women or whatever kind of mess, something to mess you up. I know you're too young. Don't even listen to me right now. Am I telling the truth? Where'd Brenda Babe go? Is she up there? Where is she? Brenda Babe? God's got one right person for you. The devil's got a bunch of losers. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You and that man, as far as I'm concerned, that's a match made in heaven right there. But you know what? You both paid the price, both of you. God can take something and make something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, yet he made something beautiful out of my life. And I'm telling you, I'm coming. You know, the gospel is supposed to be good news. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know, care what you've been through. God wants to make something beautiful out of your life, each and every one of you in this room. He loves you. He's not holding offenses. So the first thing is that revelation. If you'll tune in, just because you're a child of God, if you'll tune in, you'll hear God. And if you're too, see, the devil wants you real busy. He wants you, I'll tell you what, I'm just a old boy, used to be a hippie, used to be a rock musician, used to be in a motorcycle gang. Now I'm just a guy that wakes up and hope my constitution's good in the morning and that my truck starts and I don't make any mistakes. Boy, I was praying in tongues all the way with that load that I had. It didn't look quite right. Oh, but we got it. We made it. Johnny got his load here. Praise God. So the first thing is the revelation, and that's the revelation. That's the goal. I'm telling you to everybody in this room, if God will talk to me, he'll talk to anybody. God is looking for a listener. God is looking for somebody that wants to hear from God, that can crucify their flesh just a little bit, the world, okay? The flesh, the devil. You know, the world has a voice. The devil has a voice. And those voices are loud and tempting and boisterous and wrong. And they will lead you the wrong way. My, said the spider to the fly. Come ahead and get in my web. My, said the spider to the fly. Come ahead. You'll be dead. Your marriage will be dead. Your finances will be dead. Your health will be dead. And it doesn't have to be that way. God is looking for a listener. Second, part two. The promise. Here's a promise. I want to read you a promise that's for everybody in this room. Every boy and every girl, every man, every woman. And look here. I don't know how you feel about me, but to me, you're my family. I forsook everything else to be here and to try to blend in with you. You're my family. And I know sometimes I'm not easy to take. And please forgive me. I make it a habit when I know I'm wrong, I'll say I was wrong. You know why? I haven't found many people that can just do that. You know, they spend years making up reason. Well, you don't know what they did, and it wasn't just like, no, when you're wrong, you're wrong. That's the end of the song. You're wrong, and that's the end of the song. Okay? Okay, the promise. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 16 in the King James translation of the Bible. Are we recording tonight? Are we? Good. This is God speaking again. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them. Look here. Bob Dylan wrote in 1980, the number one rock song of 1980. He was having an experience with God. He got with Keith Green, and he met him. It was called You Gotta Serve Somebody. And one of the lyrics said, it may be the devil, it may be the Lord, but sweetheart, you're serving somebody. No matter what you think, no, I'm my own man. I'm not listening to anybody. I'm not under anybody. I've heard that in my ears. That makes me shiver just to hear something like that. Something so stupid. I'm under everything God wants me to be under. All the authority that he's put on my life. I try to meet it all like I'm supposed to. And I miss. And when I do, I confess. That's what this communion is all about. If we miss it, okay? I will lead them in paths that they have not known. If my life is anything, it's a life that the Good Shepherd has led me in paths I had no idea of. I just heard him say, go, and I just went. And it's been exciting. And it has not led me to poverty. It's led me to joy. And enough, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and enough to pay for somebody else's bill. I had a friend named Lee Eller. How many of you remember Lee Eller? He was a millionaire, okay? I never let him buy me a meal. I always bought for him because I wanted to buy into that anointing that he had. And you know what? I have. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them. What are some of the things that we're troubled about right now? And you know what? We're troubled because we're dark on it. We don't know what we need to know about it. Am I right? Am I a little bit right, maybe? What if all of a sudden, boom, the light was put on that thing? And we could see and understand. You young people, I guarantee you, you want to know what it is that you don't know. You want God to show you some things. I guarantee you. I will make darkness light before them, and the crooked things I will make straight. These things will I do unto them, and I will not forsake you. Everybody look at me. I'm going to tell you, starting right over here, God will not forsake you. Satan will make it look like he has. God will not forsake you. It's not in his DNA. He will not forsake you. If you'll make yourself here, God will not forsake you. If you'll make yourself, listen for that still, small voice. That's what you want to hear. That's where the blessing is. Everybody over here, look at me. God will not forsake you. He will not let you down. I promise you. I've been young. Now I'm on Social Security. I'm not old yet, but I'm on Social Security. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. I have never seen their children begging bread. Not one time, not one time. Oh, and the crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and I will not forsake them. I will not forsake you. That was the promise. People walk into churches all the time, and they hear messages where they're told maybe they're the problem, and they're awful, and they did this, and they did that. See, that's just not true. You know who's awful? The devil's awful, because he hates you because God loves you so much. The devil hates you because God loves you so much, and he wants to hurt God. And if the best way he can do it is to destroy somebody. But I got something, Mr. Devil, you need to hear. It won't be long. The King of Kings. He's coming back. He's going to set his feet on the Mount of Olives. Right where he was when he left. He's coming back with the clouds. There ain't nothing that can stop him. The most terrifying thing to Satan right now is the soon return of Jesus Christ to this planet. The only person named in history for the lake of fire. Now, that does that sound like a winner to you? Does that sound like he ought to be smarter than you? No, he's the dumbest person on the planet to ever have done anything against his creator, God. So we looked at the revelation. We've looked at the promise. Now we're going to look at the strategy. The strategy is totally up to you. You know, you've got so many days on this planet. How many? I don't know. I've seen good people die young. I wish it wouldn't have happened. So many good people. But here's the strategy. My closing verse, Psalm 27, verse 14, in the King James translation of the Bible. Listen to me. Everybody that came to get something, listen to me. You got to do this. You got to do this. I'm a person. I like being alone. I like silence. Wait on the Lord. The bigger decision, the bigger the weight. What are you waiting for? You wait until you hear and that you know that God, that's what God has told you to do. Does that make sense to you? You want to wait on God. You don't want to jump into marriage. You don't want to jump into a car payment. I live by a code, Millie and I. We never got a car or went out to eat more than what we felt like we could afford. Boy, I'll tell you what. I can afford to drive anything I want. I can afford to eat anything I want. You want to know something? Frankly, my dear, that doesn't... Just give me anything. I don't have to have... You know what I mean? My life has changed for the better. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between the Lord and I. I keep falling in love with Him over and over, over and over again. Wait, wait, wait on the Lord. And not only that, you're going to have struggles that's going to make you want to maybe take your life or take sleeping pills or just put the covers over your head or pull a drunk or pull a whatever. But the Word says this, be of good cheer and He will strengthen your inner man. He will strengthen your heart. The problem isn't the circumstances. It's the condition of your heart. Is your heart ready for today? Is your heart ready for tomorrow morning? What's going to happen? I don't know. I remember Barbara. I used to think, boy, that... Oh, God. I give anything. See her sitting back. I remember telling Sam many years ago, I said, you know that old lady? I said, we're going to buy all these houses, Sam. You know what? We're going to pay cash for them. Now, if that offends you, you know, well, get on the payment plan, but not me. And I said, that little old lady right there, Sam, what's her name? Barbara. I said, she's going to stay there. I'm going to let her stay there. We're going to let her stay there till she dies. That's exactly what happened. You will declare a thing and it shall come to pass. That's why we want to be slow to speak, quick to listen, slow to get angry. We want to speak what God is saying. If you speak what God is saying, some years ago, my daughter said to me, this is what it is. He wants a building over there called the Manna Center. It was just a dream. Look here. Come here. One person's heart. You let everybody know that's against us. I know the Bible better than anybody I know. Women can be pastors. The shame of it is, they do it a lot better than men sometimes. And when she said that, here's what happened. Jesus noticed the crowds were getting thin, less people were following him. And he turned to the 12 and said, are you going to leave me too? And here's what Peter said. Where would we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. When she spoke that, that hit me right here. And now I can look at it. I can see it. I was in there yesterday. I never seen more beautiful backpacks filled with every good thing, like we were a multi-million-dollar church doing just what everybody else, doing the trendiest thing. How many of you got kids and you got a backpack coming? Yeah, you do. If you don't, that's your fault. We want to give you one full and not some cheap old backpack. Them's the prettiest backpacks I've ever seen. That's what's in this girl's heart. I've never seen a pastor like this. I wish I could have pastored as good as she's doing, but I didn't. But you know what? Nobody wants to come to me with that kind of, because you know what? I've purposed in my heart, I'm going to know the Word of God better than anybody else. And you can't say, well, I Googled it up or this or that. No. This is a bona fide, God-called, tongue-talking, faith-believing pastor of God. And we better give her honor because they're hard to come by like this. Have you ever seen a pastor like this? I never have. She's a doll, and she doesn't deserve. She needs to know every day who is on the Lord's side. And I know everybody in this room is with her and with us. I know you are. I love you, sweetie. Praise and worship team, come on up here. See, that's how come. Guess what man made her a pastor? That'd be me. Stupid me. See these girls up here? We have no idea what they're going to do for God. Now, girls, everybody take a moment of silent where you are. And in just a moment, and if you want to, I'm going to go to the altar for a second. You guys can just, whatever you want to do.